by Kashani Parabev Mishnah, you and Misha, how you mix us bana tmeh, who mix us into Hira. Somebody who had some sons that were tameh, and some sons that were tar. And he had money in my Kashani in Yerushalayim. And he had a jar of wine, and he wanted to redeem the money in my Kashani onto the jar of wine. But he also wanted his sons that are tameh to drink from the jar of wine. And if he redeemed the my Kashani onto the wine, and sons that are tameh cannot drink the wine, and the wine will become my Kashani. If the tameh cannot drink my Kashani, so what can he do? The Mishnah says, "Aniach the sela by Misha, put down the sela of my Kashani, and he shall sing." Masha Tarim Shoisim sela zem chulalas olav. What the Tarim drink from this jar, this sela should be redeemed onto the wine that the Tarim drink. Meaning to say, that only the wine that the Tahirim drink should become Ma'aser Sheni, but the wine that the Tmeim drink should not be Ma'aser Sheni. And that way both the Tahirim and the Tmeim can drink from this wine. And what the Tahirim drink will be Ma'aser Sheni, as he's redeeming the Zela onto the wine that the Tahirim drink. As soon as the wine comes into the mouth of the Tahirim, the Zela is redeemed onto that wine. And the wine that is drank by the Tmeim would not be Ma'aser Sheni, since he is not redeeming the Zela onto the wine that is drunk by the Tmeim, Nimsu, Tahirim, Tmeim, Shoisim, Ikarachar. So it will turn out that both his sons that are tar and his sons that are tameh can both drink from this jar of wine. Whatever the Tahirim drink will be my Kashani, and what the Tmeim drink will not be my Kashani. Second by Kashani, Paragimel, Mishnah, Aleph, Lo Yoimer, Adam, Lechaveru, Ha'au, Esaperu, Ze'elu, Yerushalayim, Lechalet. The person may not tell his friend, bring these pears to Yerushalayim, and I'll give you a portion from these pears. We're talking about a person who has produce of Ma'aser Sheni. He has to bring the produce of Ma'aser Sheni to Yerushalayim and eat it there. And he wants his friend to help him bring his produce. But he can't promise his friend a portion of the Ma'aser Sheni in exchange for helping him bring the produce to Yerushalayim. As when his friend helps him bring the produce, so his friend is a hired hand. And he's paying off his hired hand with produce of Ma'aser Sheni, and that's forbidden. You can't use Ma'aser Sheni to pay off a debt, as we had previously. You can't sell Ma'aser Sheni, and so too, you cannot pay off his debt with Ma'aser Sheni, and that's the debt that he has to his friend who's helping him bring the produce to Yerushalayim. Ela oimer lo ha'leim shenoichlam v'nishtem b'Yerushalayim. But he could tell his friend, help me bring the produce to Yerushalayim, and we'll eat together in Yerushalayim. So it's not like that he owes his friend anything. He's not promising his friend that he will give him a portion of the Ma'aser Sheni. He's simply promising his friend that he'll invite him to eat by him. That's not the same as paying off the debt, and therefore that would be permitted. But it is permitted to give your friend a gift of Ma'aser Sheni. And we explained previously that which you're allowed to give your friend a gift of Ma'aser Sheni, not to say they can go ahead and just give him the Ma'aser Sheni as a gift. It means to say that you can invite your friend to your house, and you can feed him from the produce of Yerushalayim, and that is not similar to a sin. As opposed to if you simply go over to him and give him a gift of produce of Ma'aser Sheni, that's the same as a sale, and that would be forbidden.